Your home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Moon 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top-quality window tint installation. It comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
The holidays are here, and all your friends and family are getting ready for the most wonderful time of the year. Even though dodging patches of ice is never fun, it can't put a damper on our spirit. That's because at Encompass Credit Union, they're glad they've been able to share in so many of your holidays since their founding in 1953. Being a part of your community and your financial future is the best gift they could hope for. So be sure to visit EncompassCU.org to become part of their family.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Thanks for coming, elves. I've called this meeting because I don't know what to get Santa for Christmas this year.
Mrs. C, TC Trailers has everything Santa loves. They have over 300 trailers on the lot, a fully stocked parts store, and in-house repair shop. They even offer financing.
And did you know TC Trailers carries e-bikes and mopeds? Santa would love an e-bike for the off-season.
They carry barns and sheds, too. Santa was looking for a place to store more reindeer feed.
East of Frankfort at State Road 28 and 29 or tc-trailers.com.
If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
When it comes to keeping your car running right, trust the team that's got your back, Big O Tires. Located on State Road 39 in Lebanon, Big O does it all. Oil changes, alignments, tire rotations, brakes, and more. Whether you're prepping for a road trip or just tackling that overdue maintenance, the certified technicians at Big O Tires will get the job done right the first time. Check them out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. Next time your vehicle needs a little love, head over to Big O Tires in Lebanon and talk to manager Lauren and owner Alan. Big O Tires is the team you trust.
And we are back here on Party Line. We want to thank our on-air sponsors, TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded, just like you. Marchand's Window Tinting in Antioch. We stick it where the sun shines. I'm not going to see a whole lot of that today, but maybe a little bit. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives, and Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deals, save money now, 24/7 at welovebigdeals.com. And by the way, today on Big Deals, and this is huge, and Cindy and I have got to make sure we get some for us, too. Hopefully there's some left. Today, Prep and Go, meal prep and event catering. Today in Michigantown, the Prep and Go are only $4. These are $10 certificates, and right now, today, your price is $4. That's amazing.
It is, but also this is the weekend for breakfast. Oh. If you are at Prep and Go in Michigan Town, and breakfast tomorrow is breakfast pizza, B's and G's, and breakfast casserole. So can't miss out on that. Breakfast pizza is good.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And of course, Boone, Carroll, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free online news sites, and we're pretty proud of that. Free. We're saying free. Get that. Free. The WILO Party Line online telecast at HoosierLandTV.com is brought to you by, just making sure it's still working. It didn't like me this morning. It did not want to sign on. So, 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Sheep's Country Foods, Colligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Genda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I.N. Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Sheep's, Wealthy Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Community Foundation, serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, and Town and Country Glass.
Kevin Myers is our guest today on Party Line. Clinton County Commissioner, how are you today, sir?
I'm fine. A little nice and warm in here, though.
It's nice in here, yes, but it's not very nice outside, is it?
No,
and that makes
morning.
A lot of work for some of our outside working folks.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. They've had a pretty busy winter so far, and it's not officially winter. So so hats off to the county crew, highway crews, and of course the city. Also, they've worked very hard and had a lot of extra hours put in already.
I think we're very blessed.
I do too. I hear them go by, you know, early in the morning. They're out before people are starting to go to work. I hear them late at night if it's, you know, and they've done as good a job as I think they could possibly do.
You know, well, as well as I do. Where I live, I'm within a mile of the other counties in the corner. And, yeah, I know exactly when I've left Clinton County. Either way I go. So I think we are very blessed.
We are. They're out extremely early in the morning and in some cases all night long it doesn't really matter how much snow you get, but if that wind picks up, you have to deal with that. That's a whole different animal they just do a great job, and they have for years, and so, you know, nobody's above making mistakes, but when I hear some of the things, you know, or read some of the things, that, you know, I see these guys how hard they work, and it's just not fair sometimes, some of the things that are said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they did a great job, so we are very happy with them. You guys have been busy as well. I know we've talked about it. The annex building is, you're moved in. Things, now that you've actually been in for a little bit there, do things seem to be going as well as you had hoped?
Oh, yeah. Things are going real well. I mean, there's obviously, with anything new, you're going to have bugs to work out. And we had a little issue with a heat. And it just turned out to be not, you know, something simple that had to be readjusted, and then you get a little water leak here or there, just little things that you got to, you know, work the bugs out, and you know, I think things are really going well. I think everybody's very happy with where they're at, and so, you know, we're staying on top of it, and as we need to adjust and make changes, we will. But so far, things are going really well.
Now, is the court system moved as well, or are they still in the courthouse for now? Because I know that was going to be part of the transition as well.
Everybody has moved out of the courthouse. There's no one there. Everybody's that's going to be at the annex is there, and then the court and the clerk and the prosecutors are all there until the renovation at the courthouse is done. And I think that. I don't know exactly the starting date at that point, and we've got to do a lot of moving, a lot of the old furniture and things like that to storage, and with a lot of it eventually to be auctioned off. But I wouldn't anticipate much happening until probably after the holidays.
Yeah, there's a lot to do to even get to the point where you can start doing some work, isn't there?
Right, yeah. But everybody knows what's got to be done, and I think, you know, it's just a timing thing, and again, to try to start a big project like that.
What are the biggest projects that you are going to do at the courthouse? What are some of the things that just have to be done? I mean, are we looking at, like, the furnace, the roof, or are these just things on the inside cosmetically?
Well, most of it is updating the heating and also, you know, IT, and then you've also got to make things more handicap accessible, and then because you've moved all the individual offices out, and now, like, the clerk, I believe it's the clerk's office, will have basically the entire second floor to be able to do all that they do, and then eventually I'm sure that the early voting process will still be at the courthouse. And then the prosecutor's office will be there, and then the court, both courtrooms will be renovated, and I've never seen anything definite myself. Maybe someone else can fill you in, but I know that they'd talked about another court or magistrate, so that would have to be put in there, and there's talk about possibly the old commissioner room for that. So, you know, I've not seen any detailed plans myself, but I'm sure that they're there, but we've just been really busy.
Yes, you've had a lot on your plate here lately. There's a big vote that people, I think, are looking forward to coming up here next week at the commissioner's meeting, and of course I'm referring to the data center. Thoughts on that right now? Have you still been doing your research? Talk about that just a little bit.
Well, actually, that's a big thing, is there will not be a vote next week.
Okay.
Or actually in December, because the applicant pulled the application because of the job scope has basically changed and been updated. So they will, the whole process will basically start over at the area plan meeting on January 6th. And that's kind of put that in pencil right now, but that's the plan, is to bring that before area plan, because end user, one of the end users is down, and the whole scope of the project has basically changed. So it was better to go in and just start over with new information that we have, and we found out. We've been doing a lot of, you know, when all this started last summer, I mean, I'll admit I knew very little about data centers, and I've just been obsessed with this, trying to find more information about the pros and the cons and what this can do for your community and what it can, you know, the problems it could cause. And so we're still fact-finding, and I'll stand by that decision all day long, that I'm trying to find out all the information I can both ways, and then we'll it'll come before the zoning meeting, area plan, on January 6th. And then likely the next meeting, or the it would be announced when the final decision would be made by the commissioners.
Todd Corey was on, I don't know, last week or the week before, and we had someone that called in, is where I'm going with this. And one of the questions was, they've heard a lot about the data center now, but what they haven't heard much about is the business that was going to come in with the data center that was going to do, was it the concrete work,
yeah,
and some of that? And
yeah,
they're wondering how much water that business would take. And Todd did not know the answer to that and wondered if that was going to be an issue. Do you have any idea about that?
Well, you know, when you make concrete, or when you're involved in a concrete operation, obviously part of it is water. But you know, from a scale of, I don't know the exact amount of water like Frito uses every day, but it's an enormous amount of water. And like it's been said by the utility board, you know, we're not using even half of what we're capable of using, and so the trivial amount, I say trivial, I don't know the exact number, but the amount of concrete that would be, water would be in the concrete would,
Not be enough to worry about. I think that was Todd's thinking as well, but I did want to bring it up since someone had called in, so I just wanted to see what your thought was on that.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, right now, if the process continues on and it does come in favorable, then that would be the first company that would come in, the precast concrete, that they would be get themselves built and prepared mid, and basically this would be a this would not be a company that would go away after the construction of the, whenever that would be, of a data center. This would be potentially a permanent employer, mm-hmm, in Clinton County. And so you got to look at that. That would be a huge thing. I know nothing as far as, okay, guaranteeing this many individual jobs and all that, but I've seen these companies in other locations, and you know they employ 200-300 people, and so this would be a big this in itself would be a huge thing for our county.
Yeah, my understanding was too that part of the reason why they liked our area and like Clinton County, you know, not only for the data center but because for this concrete business, is because of the rail system that we have. they'll be able to ship because they're going to make a lot. They got a, they're building that business to build the data center, and then they'll supply, you know, concrete blocks and everything else that they make out of, they cast out of there for all over the country. So
yeah, and when we're, you know, right there at 28 and not too far from the interstate, so I mean it's a prime location.
Yeah. 765-659-3338 if you have questions or comments on Party Line today. Clinton County Commissioner Kevin Myers is our guest, and I think it's interesting, I hadn't heard anything about data centers until this one kind of started to come up here in Clinton County. And since then, I mean, I'm seeing them all over other parts of Clinton County. I mean, it's not just us that's going
all
through.
All over the state.
And all over everywhere.
Ohio,
I mean,
yeah,
yes.
Ohio.
I mean, we didn't hear about them, and now they're, like, everywhere.
I think there's a lot of them, like in, I believe, in Virginia. And then Indiana has provided enticements, abatements as far as sales tax and things like that to help bring this technology in and help Indiana take advantage of these opportunities. It's, you know, you can debate pro con all you want, but you have to look as the government. You have to look. Okay, what will this do for our community? Well, because you look at Senate Bill SB1, and you know, we still don't know the full effect that's going to have on us, but it's not going to be beneficial financially to the county or the city. And so you've got to do your due diligence to look at every opportunity you can. And you say, okay, what are we going to have to do to either make up for that loss of income, or what are we going to have to cut to?
Sure.
Because you have to make ends meet. And, you know, nobody wants to see their... They've given us the tool, I say us, the council, the tool to possibly add an income tax on. And who wants to pay more taxes? Nobody does. So you've got to look at this stuff. I just read it this morning, I believe, that every single school district in the state of Indiana is going to be financially hurting. And I've already heard of potential layoffs in schools, even in our own county.
Yeah.
And nobody wants that. If anything, you want to find ways to help your communities. And like the small incorporated towns, they're paying huge wastewater treatment bills because they were, you know, required to update their wastewater treatment plants. And
the state had already done some of that. I mean, beyond what you guys are not going to offer them, the state had actually started that.
Correct. And
so I just wanted people to understand that doesn't have anything to do with our local government here. That was done by the state.
And you know, again, I don't want to step into the council's responsibilities, but I for one, I will not support any abatements to this because I think that the opportunity in itself is big, but also the state, like you just said, is providing a lot of incentives to these big companies, and that's a good thing. And so, and whether we do anything or not, this data center is going to go somewhere. With technology the way it is, it's going to go somewhere. So what we have to look at is this something that we take advantage of or not? And you know, so you got to trying to look as far down the road as we can, and it has not, it doesn't have anything to do with personalities or anything like that. It's just what's best for our community. And there's going to be a lot of debate both ways.
Sure. Yeah, we do have a caller on the line. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
What I'd like to know is, where did the money go that all our schools in the state of Indiana used to get, now they're not getting it? Where's that money at?
Well, their expenses are, I mean, they get property tax money, and their expenses continue to go up, too.
Well, the property tax went way up, so they ought to have that money. But why? what's happening in the state of Indiana? They're not getting no money because their taxes went up.
Well, that's
these are future taxes, is what we're talking about,
right?
That
future taxes? What?
Yeah.
Future for what? Why are you talking about future?
Yeah, well, the SB1 bill is shifting the rules for property tax and income tax distribution, and that how everybody wanted to save, they promised savings on your property tax and all that coming up. And,
well, did the federal government take money away from the states?
Not the schools specifically. No, not at all. And I think that... you know, you would have to talk to somebody from your school district, but as far as their finances, but I do know that they are talking about not having the money to properly pay teachers, to pay for their expenses. And a lot of people, you know, you think about, okay, what are they spending their money on? But just to keep up with technology, mm-hmm. it's huge for the schools and most of your athletic programs, you know, pay for themselves or are self-supporting. So it's they're in a predicament.
They are. And teachers, to keep good teachers, we have to try and keep up with what they're making elsewhere. But even so, they're not making enough money. I mean, they don't get regular raises like I would say many folks do. Not the majority or everybody, but a lot of folks get evaluated every year and can expect, you know, a 2-7% raise depending on where you work. And teachers just don't see that. They're kind of stuck at the wage they get when they come in, and you don't see continued growth in a lot of cases there.
Yeah.
And your larger corporations, school corporations, are obviously able to pay more.
Uh-huh.
And when you get smaller schools, then that's when they suffer.
Yeah. Well, I was on the news, Bloomberg News, the state of Florida and all these other fancy states, North Carolina, they're building private schools. I don't know what kind of private schools they're talking about.
Well, that's
have you seen
too.
All that?
Oh, yeah, it's happening everywhere.
That is happening everywhere, and that actually hurts your government, basically your government schools. I mean, that's what your local communities are. So,
well, and that's part of the argument too, is that tax dollars and are some governments are wanting to give your tax dollars to these private schools and help fund them instead of funding your public schools where the money was intended to go, and that's hurting your public schools as well.
Mr. Commissioner, does all these solar panels we got in the north side of our county, our president, of course, he says a lot of things, but I don't believe a lot of things, but he said that the government is not subsidizing any more solar panels. They're not going to get no money from the government because they do not work and they're a waste of money. Will that affect us here in this county?
Well, this is a commitment with the company that put the solar panels in. I was not part of that negotiation, but they have to provide the county with a certain amount of economic development money, direct payment to the county, and then they have obligations to keep up their property and so hopefully
can they do that without the government backing them?
Well, that's a good question. You know, there's this will definitely slow down any new solar or wind operations, but I think that there's probably already a commitment made. Like I said, I don't have I wasn't involved in all that negotiations with the solar farm, but they have to have a decommission plan, but the scary thing about it is they have changed hands a couple of times, I believe, just in the last few years.
Yeah.
And so, okay, you're going to find out how good your decommissioning plans are if they would ever go out of business.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Well, one question I'll get off here. On the news every day, never fails, they're talking about this factory that they're talking about putting in here at Frankfort, or you're doing a study on it. Right? Nobody wants it. How come they don't want it?
Well, there's a lot of information going out there, and I'm not trying to, you know, derail anybody's personal opinion, and everybody certainly has. I just ask for everybody to do their research. I have been.
Yeah.
There was a lot of infrastructure fears, and I think those have mostly been resolved, although there are still some questions about things as far as my biggest thing was making sure that if this went into effect, that the small property owners in that area would be taken care of.
Uh-huh.
And that's a big thing for me. And uh-huh. So there's still some questions and that need to be looked at. But, you know, to not be looking at this, to not be studying every single thing you can, I don't feel like I would be doing my job if I'm not doing that.
Well, how many employees are going to work at this place? 400 or 500?
Well, no, not the data center itself. My understanding is it would be a minimal amount as far as actual employees, but they would have to live here. Because
how many people are going to work there? Approximately, can you give me a number?
I think they said anything from 100 to 150 at the most.
Right.
And a lot of those are going to be specialty techs that are going to be moving into the area.
Do you think, because I do not think this way, if I'm making $400,000 and $500,000, and I know a lot of people that make $400,000 and $500,000, they're not going to live here in Frankfort. They're going to go to Carmel, West Lafayette. They're going to go out here. Look at how many people we have at Frito-Lay. It's huge. It's huge. Where do the people live, most of them? You don't have 50% of the population at Frito-Lay that lives in Frankfort. Do you understand that?
No, I see that. And, of course, people have the right to
that is
live
correct.
Where they want.
That is correct. But what do I have? And I love my city, and I love my county. But if I don't have nothing to offer you but a $300,000 or $400,000 house, they ain't gonna live in that.
Well, that's why they were building some of those houses. I mean, we've brought some of those in, and that's the plan, was to offer some housing that would, you know, try and draw people with higher salaries in. I got to be honest with you, though. I'm one of those people. If I made that kind of money, I don't want to drive. I don't want to drive from Carmel every day. I don't want to drive from Westfield every day. I want to live here. And so the hope is that they would take that as well and also want to live in our community. Now that we have some nicer homes and we're going to continue to try and, you know, bring in better housing, that's one of the things that we keep talking about. So fingers crossed that, you know, we're moving in the right direction. But it doesn't happen overnight, for sure. I agree with that.
I had friends that moved out of those communities.
I hope you girls are right.
Yeah. Me too.
And I hope the commissioners are right. I'm too old. I'm 75. I do not see it. But I hope I'm wrong.
Right.
Hey, God bless all of you and have a wonderful day.
God bless you, Carl.
Thank
hey,
you.
Good to talk to you. I do want to bring this up, and this is a weird thing I saw on Facebook. So it's kind of technical. So here's somebody had posted on here that do you realize that once the data center, I'm just reading this, this is not my words, do you realize once the data center acquires 1 kilobyte of any information related to any government agency, it can fall under the control of the Department of Homeland Security? Now, this says it becomes federal land controlled by the federal government. And what does that mean? It's wondering if they can withhold any information, including water usage, utility usage, exhaust emissions, height of the grass, and so on. And then it says the county could lose all rights and privileges to that parcel. The government can actually do eminent domain on that property, and we would all have to be stuck with the bill. Is that, again, now this is Facebook, so, you know, I don't put a lot of stock in what I read on Facebook. But is it true that if we, you know, the center acquires 1 kilobyte of information related to any government agency, then it can fall under the Department of Homeland Security?
I have never heard that. I'll be honest with you. I was very at one point very active on Facebook. Not anymore.
I don't blame you.
but I have not. I mean, I of course, you read all the conspiracy theories.
And that's what
everything.
I wondered. I'm like, is this a conspiracy theory?
This person may have a point that's worth looking into, and definitely.
And that's really why I brought it up. I'll give it to you to take with you, and you guys can look into it. But I had mentioned it to somebody here, and that's what somebody said. Ooh, I'll look into that. So, but again, I'm with you. I don't believe everything I read on Facebook. I just wanted to throw it out there to see if you had heard anything about that.
I had not read that. I was pretty active. I just play around on there a little bit now and then. But you read so many things that I'll just leave it at that. But
absolutely,
that's
it. Could be garbage. Absolutely,
well,
that's
be,
what I wondered.
And maybe not.
And maybe not.
Right.
Right.
So certainly worth looking into.
All right. Kevin Myers, Clinton County Commissioner, has been our guest on Party Line today, and we'll have you guys back next month. Anything else you'd like to add? We didn't even get to talk about the end of the year, but here we are towards the end of the show already. Anything towards the end of the year as you guys kind of wrap up and look forward to 2026?
Well, we're having a meeting here in about a half an hour. We'll have a special meeting. We weren't able to meet last Tuesday, so this is basically just a meeting to pay the bills. So, but then we will be back on regular schedule, and then we'll meet two more times this month, obviously at the end of the year too. As we go into the new year, we're still doing everything from what we've got going on this year. So, I think I'm excited for our county. And obviously, this is a big thing. If it would benefit us or not, and so there's a lot going on this end of it.
I agree. Clinton County Commissioner Kevin Myers, thank you so much. We appreciate you coming in today and being willing to do that and take some time. A couple of things really quickly here. If you need to go, I know you have a meeting. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. Merry Christmas to you as well. Be careful. And I knew he had a meeting. That's why. And Mel and I have a couple of things we need to go over here. So I just wanted to let him off the hook here. Again, some things happening in our community. BCS Boutique in Michigantown is having their Christmas open house. That is today and tomorrow from 9 o'clock until 6. Also, the 25th annual dinner theater production, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to Bethlehem. That is going through the weekend, and this is at Delphi First Assembly of God. And that's at 9835 West U.S. Highway 421 in Delphi. And so you can check that out as well. If you're interested, you can get tickets at DelphiFirst.org. Also this weekend at the Wabash and Erie Canal, Christmas at the Canal. This is a big family event, and it should be a lot of fun. It's 10 o'clock until 4. Santa Claus will be there, handcrafted gifts bazaar, photos with Santa, artisans and demonstrations. The cozy cabins will be open with fires, and it will be warm inside regardless of what our weather is doing outside. Food and snacks, live music, interactive things, and the Canal Museum and Reed Case Historic Home Tours, those are all free tomorrow. So that's at the Wabash and Erie Canal. Also, the Frankfurt Indoor Market is happening tomorrow, and that is 9 o'clock until 1. Breakfast with Santa is happening at 153 West Main Street in Camden, and that starts at 9 o'clock, and that is family is welcome to come for a free breakfast and get pictures taken with Santa as well. I mentioned Prep and Go's breakfast already, so I can go past that. Decorating hot cookies and cocoa at the park, and you do have to purchase that in advance, so you might want to check with them today if you are still interested in doing that, and if you would like more information, you can contact us here at the station. Also, the Delphi Lions Club is presenting the 2025 Christmas Parade tomorrow. That's at 1 o'clock. The theme is Santa's Toyland. Registration begins at 11:30. Judging begins at 12:30. And the categories are floats, cars, walking groups, and animals. And again, that is the Delphi Lions Club presenting that parade. Perry Township Fire Department is also having a Christmas parade. That's at 5 p.m. in Colfax. And so you can go check out the Christmas parade in Colfax. Tomorrow is the Burlington Christmas Walk. That is 4 until 7:30 at Burlington Community Park. And then also you can have some meet and greets with the Christmas Mouse. That's from 5 to 7. But they have a lot of free activities that go with the Burlington Christmas Walk. Santa arrives at 4:30. But these things, get this, all these things are free. Santa photo op and candy bag, face painting, kids games, book from the Burlington Community Library, wagon rides, family photo, s'mores, live music, that's all free. And there's also a chance to Oh, this says winners drawn for $175 and $50 gift cards. So that's all at the Burlington Christmas Walk. Pictures with Santa. Paw Pals is hosting Pictures with Santa at the Humane Society of Clinton County. That is coming up on Sunday. That's 1 o'clock until 4. And the cost is only $15. All proceeds benefit the animals at the shelter, and they are nearing the end of the year, so their funds are pretty well depleted. I read somewhere that they've already spent about $40,000 just on the care of the animals in our community. And so if you would be willing to go get your picture taken, you can bring a pet. It can even be a small... I think they said they've even had some donkeys and goats.
If it fits in the building,
it can come in. And you don't have to if you don't want to. If you just want to go get your picture taken with Santa, you can do that as well. And then tomorrow is the Christmas parade in downtown Frankfort. We will be there and broadcasting that live on HoosierlandTV.com. So you can come out and join us, or you can watch it, and it will be archived there. Also, the Humane Society will be closed tomorrow because many of the staff will be participating with animals in the Christmas parade. So they said regularly scheduled appointments will be honored, and animal control will operate as normal, but the rest of the Humane Society will be closed and participating in the Christmas parade, as we will be as well. It starts at 3 o'clock in downtown Frankfort tomorrow, and I know businesses will be open as well. Cindy from Ellis was here the other day, and of course they're going to be open in the stores downtown. So we invite you to shop local, because Saturday after Thanksgiving, which is normally Small Business Saturday. It had snowed that day,
and the weather was not great,
so they are asking that you stick around for a little bit, maybe do some shopping downtown, and shop local this year as well. And so finally, don't forget the Delphi Opera House is hosting a Celtic Christmas 7:30 with Barry Cloyd at the Delphi Opera House tomorrow as well.
So, and on Sunday, they have Songs and Stories with Songwriter Series hosted by Patrick Neese.
Mm-hmm. Good enough.
with songwriter friends, and that's at 2 p.m. on Sunday. So a lot going on at Delphi at the Opera House.
I have a lot of places to be and a parade to get in the middle of that tomorrow,
because
I want to go to about 10 of these different things that I'd like to go to.
I know, I would too, but I'm going to be up at Burlington most of the day. So I'll be there until, come see me and see Mrs. Claus giving out books at the library, and Santa will be there as well. And who knows, the Grinch made an appearance last year, so not quite sure if the Grinch is going to be there again this year, but I have a little girl who's hoping he is.
All right. Thank you for listening to Party Line. Next week, we'll be back with the children's 12 Days of Christmas and the 12 Strays of Christmas as well. Have a great weekend, everybody. Be safe.